grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Scooby-Doo. Woo. I get it now. I totally get it. What's up, Shaggy?
Good afternoon. Kia ora, gentlemen and loyal listeners. How are you?
Not bad, mate. Not bad. Are you coming hot from the K Road spot?
Oh, hey, it's not a hot spot. I don't want you to say that. Oh. This is not a location of interest, but it's a very interesting location.
Things you cannot say anymore.
Yeah. We're open here on K Road, like quite a few stores are. But you know, contactless ordering from the street type thing. I don't want to give people the wrong idea that they're coming in or anything. We're all being very safe.
No, yeah, very much a hole in the wall.
Yeah, that's the one. Mm. But you know, keeping people going with their essentials.
Mm.
It's actually quite surprising what people find essential. So.
Well, you're making a coffee down there. I do actually recommend people, you know, if you can take an exercise route, it is quite nice riding down K Road and just thinking about all the things that you want to do or that you have done and, you know, looking forward to when it all opens up again. Just kind of plotting your return. That's what I was doing the other day when I popped in and saw you.
Right on. Yeah, I like that. Mm. Yeah. Some aspirational goals, and that's right.
Say hi to some shopkeepers, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Think about Ink Bar for
some
a
local
bit.
Personalities.
There were a couple of people having a dart outside Ink Bar. I was like, what? Are you? Ink Bar's just, oh, yeah, we've got cups of water for sale on the street.
Well, I tell you what, when it all comes back and we're out and about and we're wanting to go out and about, and of course we're kind of almost getting towards Christmas time, you know what I mean? And what happens every Christmas time is the old drink driving roadblocks and things like that, and that's all fair enough. What might be different this year is there's a law going through Parliament. It's actually coming up for its final vote any day, any bloody day now. They could be having its final vote on it. It's at this stage called the Committee of the House. This is the Land Transport Drug Driving Amendment Bill. This started off really well. Started off last term of Parliament, brought in by Julianne Gentile when she was Minister for Transport or Associate Minister, and, you know, part of the Green Party. And it was very much based on finding a level of impairment from illicit drugs that equates to alcohol by determining that level and then setting the testing around that.
Very hard thing to do, isn't it, I guess?
Well, hard, but, oh, well, that's just what you got to do. Yeah. And it's the right thing to do because it's all about impairment and safety. It's not a roadblock or a checkpoint to just find people and detect them. Mm. It's about road safety. So calibrating it to impairment and doing that. Well, what has gone and happened is, A, we had an election in the meantime. Green's no longer in government. It's now Labour running this bill, Michael Woods, Minister of Transport, and the experts as well reported back, a bunch of experts from ESR who do all the testing, and you know, it's their figures that I feel have been misused in the first place, because we keep hearing, even from the Minister, 103 deaths related to cannabis last year on the roads, and that's rather, you know, that's shocking if that's the case. But this is anyone with any trace in their system.
Oh, it's COVID deaths all over
actually,
again.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of, you're comparing apples with apples in that. If you go and drink drivers over the limit
trace
compared
amounts
to
yeah.
anyone with any drugs, you know, some sort of trace. And so when you're looking for traces, you're finding stuff that people did yesterday, the day before, last week,
yeah.
last
well,
month.
Well, cannabis,
whatever.
It really does stick around, doesn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. And secondhand use or being near people, especially being in a car, that kind of thing.
And just to give people an idea, I think, like John and I were talking yesterday, psilocybin or mushrooms, they can't detect. I think that just disappears like within a day or two. So the body really
something
does
like
treat
that.
Things
yes.
differently. Well, and I think methamphetamines as well, that goes really quick, you know, like.
Yeah. In general, yeah, the methamphetamine and heroin and things like that go very quickly. And that's why the perhaps the users get very distraught. And part of the reason why people are very chilled, or there aren't really, you know, that kind of anxiety around, you know, kind of withdrawal, is that's part of the reason. These metabolites hang around for a while.
Interesting.
But, you know, and as well, it's because they're a natural part of your body. Your body just recognizes them as cannabinoids and stores them away for later, as opposed to other drugs that goes, oh, we better get rid of that, and flushes them out.
True, not a poison.
Now, that comes back to bite cannabis users, because those metabolites hang around,
they're not trying to flush it out the body.
Now, Chris, so what is going to happen is they are proposing to roll out impairment testing, and people are not going to be impaired because the level is too low.
The experts reported back and said, just like Hungary had alluded to, oh, this is a bit difficult. We couldn't find a device that is actually calibrated to impairment. So instead, we're just going to go for the ones the Aussies use, which is set at 1 nanogram, basically the tiniest amount you can find. And So that's what they put in the bill, that we're going to have these 1 nanogram spit tests, and you'll have the option of doing 2 of them, or I think you will have to do 2, and that's some sort of acknowledgement that they're unreliable, and I think that's extraordinary. They know these devices are so unreliable that they're going to make people do 2 of them, and only if you fail both of them. You know?
And further to that point...
If you only fail one of them, the cop can get you out of the car and decide to make you walk the line. And if you walk that line and fail that, you're now down a criminal conviction pathway. And this is at the cop's discretion, right? Mm. And none of this was in the original part of the bill. This has all been changed. So now you have a situation where police are going to do checkpoints or pull over anyone at whim, which, you know, breaches the Bill of Rights. And the Attorney General has said that to Parliament.
Profiling. Opens up for profiling as well, doesn't it?
Well, is it justified to breach the Bill of Rights, right? And if it's clearly around safety, then potentially maybe. But if it's just about detecting, you know, a whole group of people, a whole class of people, then no, it's not. And in particular, if we look at the way that the police misuse other drug enforcement laws, and we've seen that and talked about that a lot on the show. So that's my big concern, and people have been talking about it, for example, the Māori Party and the Drug Foundation, saying this will probably be used disproportionately against Māori, who will be more likely to be pulled over in the first place, but also...
We're just repeating the same shit over and over. It's so frustrating.
I know. And like, so, okay, you've failed one and passed one, but then the cop, based on the look of you or what they think about you, can get you out of the car, make you walk the line, and based on their opinion of how well you're walking that line, decide that you've failed, right? And then it's a blood test, and the blood test is any amount in your blood, some tiny trace, and then you have a criminal record at that point.
So, am I correct, Chris, because we've covered this a while back, but am I correct in you saying, is it still the go, if you take the saliva test and you fail, are you then can you then take a fine, or if you challenge it to do the blood test?
If you fail 2 saliva tests, you can just take the fine. That's $200 is what they're picking. Right. And it's up to $4,600 in the bill, but they're telling the media it's going to be a $200 fine.
And
when you actually read the bill, it says up to $4,600. But anyway, $200 fine is what they're saying. That's if you fail both. But if you only fail one, and I believe as well, before you even do the officer still has discretion to actually get you to walk the line. But also, let's say, for example, you haven't had anything that day, you know that you're not impaired, and you decide, no, I don't want to take one of these unreliable spit tests. I want to go straight to the other test, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you elect to do that and then you lose, because it's all based on a cop's opinion and any detectable amount in your blood,
that's when it's a criminal record.
Criminal record.
So you're better off actually just taking the L on the saliva test, like your advice was.
Potentially, let's even think about that.
Know your rights, man.
Let's say they're on the side of the motorway doing a checkpoint. Well, 1 in 10 New Zealanders consume cannabis regularly, so 1 in 10 people that they pull over are going to be failing at that point. Doesn't mean they're impaired, but 1 in 10 will fail at a checkpoint. So how long does it take before that checkpoint is full of cars that are being processed by the officers? And meanwhile, while they're doing that and busting all these cannabis consumers that just happen to have traces, the drink drivers are just driving by because the checkpoint's busy, right? So it all comes with opportunity costs. There's only so many people they can pull over at any one moment, and it's going to waste their time.
This sounds like such a mess.
These innocent cannabis consumers, then they're going to not be able to go after the people that they should be targeting.
It sounds like a bit of a revenue gathering scheme as well, if people are just going to elect to get a $200 fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me to cost that much to get the tests and do them, you know. But, yeah, I certainly think this
hopefully
is...
Hopefully the more people do that, the more it stays 200.
It started really well in the previous incarnation, and it's just been taken over by someone, and it's been completely gutted. And
It feels like it's been Americanized, you know, like, which is just like, fucked.
Pardon me?
It feels like it's been Americanized almost, you know, like walking the line. That feels like the most 50s thing.
When half the country voted for full legalization, you know, this is, I don't think this is what we expected would be the outcome. But okay, it was a stalemate. It was 50-50, a very narrow loss. But here we are a year later, and the government's response is to say law reform's off the agenda completely. Medical cannabis is kind of stuffed, but oh well, that's on you guys. Yeah. And here's a drug driving law that's completely screwed and it's going to bust all these innocent people.
We're already getting texts saying, asking the hard questions that I don't expect you to answer, and I don't think we should sort of promote it either, but people just wondering if there's something you can, a mouthwash you can take or something like that. You should give it a Google. There'll be ways around it, but it's not really on us to give that advice because it is driving stuff, so...
That's right, but what we can speak to, because we're not, you know, we wouldn't be encouraging anyone who's impaired to be impaired, but this is innocent people might otherwise be caught up.
Who are just maintaining.
It actually speaks to the inherent unreliability of saliva testing, that what you eat and have actually done with your mouth since you took the drugs in question will influence the result. So just as with hair testing, your ethnicity determines the result. Like the colour of your hair, you will get a different result. And of course, the fairer your skin, the lower your levels, and the darker your skin and the darker your hair, the higher your levels. That's just how it is, because it picks up smoke from around.
Fucking
and same with saliva testing. It's just really unfair and inherently unreliable. If you drink something like milk or something kind of fatty in that, or have a meal afterward, it just completely changes the readings that people get.
I'm always having meals afterwards.
Chris, can you imagine this actually passing and a bunch of court cases following with people squabbling over if they were impaired or not?
Yeah, and is Chloe Swarbrick basically going, at the moment about it, or what's the vibe? She's like our number one.
Possibly, And I mean, that's certainly the case with the alcohol side of things. Mm. You know, there's a lot of case law that has gone through to kind of shape and determine where the boundaries of that are.
It's going to be messy. It sounds like it's going to be messy from the get-go.
You want a good law from the get-go, not to be really shitty and then have the court sort it out.
When's the law coming in? Someone's asking.
I think this is a bill from the previous parliament, and this parliament are not really paying attention to it and the fact that it's changed completely. And I think that possibly a lot of MPs are just completely unaware of this.
When might
it
come in?
And are probably being told by their party whips, right, there's a vote coming up, it's drugs, you're going to vote for this thing because it's a crackdown, blah, blah, blah. But I'd be surprised if they've kind of read it and kind of noting what it's actually going to do.
Chris, I got my hand up. So, I got my hand up, mate.
Pardon?
When might the law come in, a text is asking.
Oh, well, it's in the next few weeks is going to be the vote. It could be any day, but I think they're looking possibly in December. But between now and
just
December will
summer.
Be the...
Great.
Yeah.
Is there anything that the public can do?
Day it will come on,
is there anything we can do, Chris? Any sort of action the public can take?
Raise the issue with your MP. Raise the issue with other people you know. You know, this is not about, let's give weed smokers the right to do what they want. This has nothing to do with that. This is about having a law that is equitable and fair and isn't, you know, just rounding people up to give them tickets. Let people know, I think, because I think most people are completely unaware. But, and in fact, if they search, like my blogs, they'll find me saying that this is a great law, and that's what I'm a bit aghast about. Is in the meantime, it's completely changed.
The nuances, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, we've smoked a lot of our time, but I think that was totally worth it. Is there anything else you want to get amongst?
Mate, yeah, that's right. I think that's the kind of focus of the week. And you know, if they come after this, I mean, there's another thing that came out that shows that Carver might even be caught up in it, right?
Carver.
Fair enough. That stuff will get you pretty sleepy, man. Shit.
They're going to bust people for Carver now too.
That's going to be messy. Also, I guess.
One other thing, I guess we should mention, there was an amateurish couple who blew up their house down in Invercargill this week. Certainly in court this week.
Amateur explosionists?
Amateurish explosion. Foolhardy and amateurish. Ill conceived. What was the judge describing them? Officially, that goes down in history now, always. Rebecca Bauer and Samuel Just were badly burnt. That's the key thing. You're doing the old butane extraction, putting some gas canister. They bought 6 canisters of butane and putting it through a soft drink bottle.
What?
When it blew up and blew their house up.
Oh my
literally
God.
Blew the house up. Roof plating, framing.
Are they all right?
The whole lot. Yeah, so anyway, they're lucky to be alive.
Right.
And they've got convicted and, you know, fined and doing community work and all that kind of thing as well, and in the paper and that.
That's
so,
weird, eh? Like, blowing your house up isn't enough.
It's another one of these things that, you know, in other more, you know, fortunate jurisdictions, people can just go into the shop and buy their concentrates. And, here, people are kind of forced or, you know, this is the outcome, or the direct outcome of the law that we have. And, you know, people are wanting concentrates, and especially when you make it so bloody expensive. But like, they were making this out of leaf, right? They're using their rubbish and trying to get something out of it.
Yeah, right.
That's
hard times.
What people are doing.
Hey, Chris, and, somebody's just suggesting you take a breath every once in a while. I do want to thank you.
I can try.
I want to thank you for your... I mean, you're a passionate dude, and we really appreciate, you know, taking the time to tell us all these things, man. It's really awesome.
That's right. I'm breathing now. it concerns me when people are almost losing their lives
over
you know, making a bit of cannabis oil. So, you know, be careful out there, folks. Yeah.
Try to network to get by at this point, I think. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
All right, brother, man, will you take it easy and we'll pop into the hemp store and give you a wave from afar sometime soon.
That's the one. All right. Stay safe, everyone.
Sweet, bro.
Cheers, brother.
See ya. Hey.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.